Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, for it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Dreaming.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is real. Praise God, and He's here with us today. I'm thankful for that. Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries, everybody. Glad to have you here. You're here because the Lord had a message for you. You're here because you have a loving heart for Jesus. While the fat of the day is to pay it forward, essentially paying for the meal or the toll with the person behind you in a drive-thru, it's encouraging to see people allowing their hearts to make decisions for them. As we pray it forward, we pass on God's blessings to the next person we come in contact with that is in need. The power of prayer has no boundaries and there's no limits to God's blessings when we pray and believe. When praying it forward, we may be challenged to pray aloud with hands-on prayer, taking some of us out of our comfort zone and placing them on the front lines of the war of winning souls. So thank you for joining us today for this powerful message and a prayer episode. And I pray that you receive all that God has in store for you. And before we start off this episode today, I want to start off with prayer. So just right now, close your eyes, lift up your hands, and pray with me. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for loving me, for being real. Bless me today, Lord, that I receive your message in my heart, that my life be changed for the good, that my relationship with you become closer, in Jesus' name. Amen. Nothing more important in this life than your relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Nothing. Nothing is more important, because that's your very soul that's in the balance. Now, prayer is an intimate conversation we have with our Lord Jesus, a fellowship. It's a meeting ground where we get to know our Heavenly Father on a personal basis. And prayer changes hearts and lives and situations. It's the most powerful tool we have on planet Earth, and it's totally free. It doesn't cost you a thing, but can bring you more joy than a store full of electronics and toys. Prayer keeps us grounded, reminding us as how we don't have as much control over our life as we thought we did. And prayer puts God in charge, brings your troubles to the cross, and lay them down at the feet of Jesus. He loves it when we pray to Him. He loves to be glorified. He loves to help. We have to remember that we are all God's children, that you are God's child. We not only have the most loving Father in the neighborhood. Look, He's the most loving Father in the universe. And when we pray to Him, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we get miraculous results. Things happen when prayer is mixed into the equation. No problem is too big or too small for the Lord to answer, to fix. Through prayer, the Holy Spirit can do anything from getting your car started to restarting the human heart. He is the chief of staff. He picks up where man leaves off. When doctors can't do it, praise the Lord, we know that the Lord still can, praise God. That there is power in the blood of Jesus. And that power is activated through prayer. Godly, believing, expecting results, prayer. The Bible says to pray and expect. Pray and expect answers. Pray expecting an answer. Be specific when we pray. When we decide to pray for others, we find ourselves at a fork in the road. To the left is to keep things as they are, wishing you had a better relationship with the Lord, not really thinking about the people you come in contact throughout your day as people needing prayer. But when we decide to take the right path, we find that we have a prayerful mind, a mind that is always in tune with prayer, ready and able to pray at the next need that we see. And a prayerful mind will hear an ambulance, a fire truck, a police vehicle, and pray for where they're going. Pray for God to help the people in need in this emergency. Pray that the Lord will draw attention to the situation for His healing hands to bless these people, to bless the person in need. You pray for the family members who are so worried once they call 911. Pray for the medical staff, the firefighters, for God to be with them and guide them. When we have a prayerful mind, the Holy Spirit places certain people in our minds, ones that are in need of prayer, as well as people that are in need of this fellowship. A lot of the times, we begin to talk to others, and the Lord reveals to us the need to pray for that person that you're speaking to at that time. And I've had the Holy Spirit talk to me many times, tell me to pray for a person that I'm speaking with. It happened just today. Maybe several times this week, but it just happened today. And I may not have, I might not even been thinking about praying for this person, but when the Lord puts it on me, I'm quick to act. And I know when the Holy Spirit is prompting me to pray, He also gives me the words to say. People will tell me that I knew just what to say when I say a prayer. But personally, I have no idea. But the Holy Spirit did. And it's easy to hear the Holy Spirit when we accept Jesus in our lives. When our mind is on the Lord, we think about Jesus while making our decisions when we factor Jesus into our day. Now, when Paul writes about prayer without ceasing, it almost sounds like an overwhelming task. But it's really being aware of God's presence, knowing that He is always there. No matter our actions, the Lord hears and sees all things. In Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. In Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. To pray is to rejoice. We rejoice knowing that the King of Kings is listening to us. He hears our prayers. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times and hears all things. So we rejoice evermore. And it says to pray without ceasing and everything give thanks. To pray without ceasing seems like maybe overdoing or just like not fathomable. But what the Bible is saying here is have a prayerful mind. If God hears everything we say, and we'll be held accountable for every idle word. So in Matthew 12:36, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So when it puts it like that, it's kind of like we're in prayer all day, whether we like it or not. So being mindful that we live and die by our words, and that God hears all things, with that in mind, it's easy to see, at the very least, that it would be wise to pray without ceasing. To know that our words are being heard by the all-powerful God. And that can be intimidating if we're living in sin. But when we're living by the Word, it's an enormous blessing. Because what the Bible is saying is God is always listening. Your prayers are not going unheard. God hears prayers. He answers prayers. Sometimes almost as quick as we can say them. And sometimes we may be in it for the long haul. But He hears us. He listens. So don't think that your prayers go in vain. In Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. So always in prayer, always looking out for God's children. In James 5:13-16, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he be committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. This effectively fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Here the Bible is telling us to pray for the sick, to pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. It says, faith shall save the sick. The power of prayer has a heavenly force behind it. The powers of the righteous man availeth much. What the Bible is saying here is the closer you are to God, the more you get in the Word, okay? The more you're in prayer, then the stronger the Holy Spirit is when you're praying. The more active the Holy Spirit is. Much will be accomplished with the prayers of a righteous man are said. Praise God. That's good to know. That's good to know that the deeper we get with the Lord, the deeper He gets with us. And the more our prayers are answered, the more we hear, the more we feel the presence of the Lord. That's something to think about. The closer you get to the Lord, the more in tune you are with Him. When you're walking on that straight and narrow, walk in His light, great things happen when we pray. The power of the Almighty God is on your side and in your corner. The healing power of the Holy Ghost moves through your fingertips, the body of Christ, doing the will and work of Jesus here on earth in His name, and always giving God the credit. When someone tells me that I prayed for them and they were healed and they're thanking me, I say, God did it. I have no power. A sinner saved by grace. But that power comes from the Holy Spirit, the healing, life-changing, demon-casting out power of God. It all started by a simple prayer. It all started when we began to pray. When we pray, we're having a conversation with our Heavenly Father. We're asking for forgiveness. And when we ask in faith, our sins are forgiven. Prayer started it all. Maybe someone's prayed for you, for your soul. You might not even know it. But somewhere in time, someone has prayed for you, that you are on their heart, that they seen that you needed the Lord, and their prayers was able to bring things into where you're with Jesus in His presence, where you're finding yourself looking to Him. And maybe it all started from a prayer that someone else had said. They prayed that you be led to the cross. They prayed that you find Jesus in your life. Prayer changes our direction in life. Who knows that if you would even be alive today if it hadn't been for someone's prayers that could have avoided some catastrophe. Prayer is powerful. And when we pray it forward, we're going beyond being saved. We're fixing our eyes on Jesus. And He's saying, follow me. I'll lead you to where I'm needed most. If you're willing to do my work. The main purpose behind praying it forward is to bless someone you've never met. And bless them by praying for them. Sincere, unselfish prayers get answered the most. Praying for others' well-being, praying for our country, and praying for Israel. I pray for the safety of Israel, God's chosen people. I pray for their protection. So many other countries want to do them harm. Israel is our time clock. Biblical prophecy is centered around it. God made promises to Israel that will be fulfilled. One of the Bible's greatest predictions about Israel has already come to pass. That's in 1948, Israel was reborn a nation. In the last few years, we've seen record-breaking numbers of Jews returning to Israel, hundreds of thousands. Just the other day, on February 15th, in Israel, the cabinet approved a $46 million budget to finance the cost of absorbing thousands of new Jewish immigrants this year, they say from Ukraine, France, and Belgium. Israel made a statement saying that we are telling our Jewish brothers and sisters that Israel is your home. And listen, part of the beginning at the end of times is the Jews returning to Israel. It's the prep stages for the Battle of Armageddon. And because of its biblical significance, it's important that we pray for Israel. And prayer is spending your time with Jesus. In Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Sincere prayer is walking in agreeance. In James 4:8, draw nigh to God, draw near to God, and he will draw nigh to you. God's promise is that the closer we get, the closer we try to get to the Lord, the closer he will get to us. And we feel the most close when we're in prayer. Having a prayerful heart makes it easy to avoid sin. The more we pray, the more our mind is on the Lord, and the more that we're aware of his presence. In Galatians 5:16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye not be filled for... Let me say this. Galatians 5:16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We want an everyday walk, an unbroken communion with our Lord and Savior. Because when it gets down to it, prayer is communion. It's spending time with our Lord for the purpose of glorifying God. When we only pray for our wants, we're acting as though Jesus is some kind of a genie granting wishes. But our first words of prayer are to be glorifying our Father, praising him, glory to God, as we look to the Lord's Prayer. Okay, we see right at the start, God is established of who he is. Matthew 6:9, our Father which art in heaven, we glorify him, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed, that's holy, blessed in the name of the Lord. Okay, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It starts by addressing God's character and concerns. The next is our physical needs. Give us this day our daily bread. Then our relational needs. This concerns the relationships with others as well as with the Lord, especially when it comes to forgiveness of our sins. And forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now Matthew used the word debts figuratively for sins. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is the mental and spiritual needs. Praying for the Lord not to lead us to be tempted, but to deliver us from evil, to protect us. God's shield protecting us from the fiery darts of the enemy. For thine is thy kingdom, and the power, and the glory. We're here, we're recognizing that we all belong to God. Everything is his. He has power over heaven and earth. And glorify him for his greatness and for his love. And it says forever. This is God never changing, always keeping his promise, and ends with amen. And amen is a way of summing it up to be a matter of fact. Okay, so let's hear it again. Start from the start all the way through, but we're going to pretense into it. So Matthew chapter 6 starts off with verse 7, okay, and it says, but when you pray, use not vain reputations as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have in need of before you ask of him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. That's a beautiful prayer. And it goes directly, right after this, it goes directly into verse 14. For if you forgive not men of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you of your trespasses. And in verse 19, lay not up yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. And he says in verse 31, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be clothed? For your Father knoweth that you are in need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. See, the more we pray, the more we come to realize God is listening. When we start seeing results from our prayers, we get excited, enthused, to keep it up, because He is a prayer answering God, and He is in control, and He loves to help. We need only to watch the news for a few seconds, and already we find people in need of prayer. Maybe someone that we've never met, someone you'll never see in person, but we see that they are in need of God's grace. They are in need of His protection. They need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. It's easy to sit and judge or make fun of someone else's hardship, or maybe see someone on TV and not put a real sense to it and a real connection that they're a real person. But it takes a follower of Jesus to see the need in someone else's life. We know that when we have the Lord in us, we feel the pain of others. When we shed tears because of theirs, we put ourselves in their situations, making it real to our worship life, walking in the Spirit, communicating with God as He points out those in that He needs us to minister to. Now in Romans 12:10, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, and honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing the necessity of the saints. Give to the hospitality, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and reap with them that do weep. And Romans 12 has given us guidelines on how to conduct ourselves. It continues, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condense to men of low estates. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceable with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, say the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, we shall heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That about sums it up. The 12th chapter of Romans has a lot to offer in the ways that we are to conduct ourselves. Notice it said to be continuing instant in prayer. Instant in prayer. That's a mind of God. That's a mind of Christ. That, and the closer we get to the Lord, the more that we see the things through His eyes, the more we understand His will and not our own. The most effective prayer is when we're able to be alone with no one, with no distractions. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. It's that quiet time with the Lord, down on our knees, is where we learn to stand. Prayer is the most important part of your day, before and after and in between. So I just want you to lift up your hands right now and pray with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, loving, glorifying you, O God, and praising you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you, God, for raising them up 3 days later. Forgive me of all my sins. Make me whole before you. Lead me to where I'm needed most for the glory of your kingdom. Forgive those who have done me harm. Touch them so that they may know you and feel how loving you are, O Lord. Cover me, Jesus, with your blood. Protect me from the enemy so that I may be able to do your will. These things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. That power of prayer, there's something about it. You just feel it. Sometimes when you're praying and just praying for somebody, they're feeling the charge of it. They're feeling the Holy Spirit and the presence in them. And I'm feeling it as I'm praying for him, that just comes upon me. And it's just amazing. That's how it works. Is the more you do it, that as soon as you put your hand on someone, and typically I'll place my hand on their shoulder and I'll pray for them. And when I'm doing so, I just feel the Holy Spirit just, I just kind of step to the side, and the Holy Spirit just talks through me and prays the things that they need to know. And sometimes I'm listening as it seems like a third person and going, wow, that was good. You know, but that's the Lord, and that's what he does. He takes us over because we're the body of Christ, and that mouth of ours is his mouth down here. So he's able to speak down here. Our hands are so he's able to heal down here, and our feet so he's able to walk here on earth. Spread the word of Jesus. Pray for others. Pray for yourself. Pray for our country. Pray for Israel. But be always praying, because God is always listening. If he's going to hear everything you've got to say anyway, you might as well be minded of that, mindful of that, and pray to him and talk to him. And the more you do it, and some people don't, it's just hard for them to get started, but listen, the more you do it, the easier it is to continue on. The easier it gets, the easier it becomes, and the more people he starts pointing out to you who needs prayer. I remember the first time that he asked me to pray for somebody, and it was that I didn't know, and he's telling me, I want you to pray for them, and ask them if you can pray for them. And I'm just sitting up there, I'm hearing him say this, but I'm like, I don't even know this person, and you know, but he's telling me this. So I'm saying, well, if he's saying it, and he's saying to ask, I'm going to ask, because any time that the Lord has told me to pray for somebody, if I ask him, do you mind if I pray for you? 100% of the time, they've always said yes. They're open to it, because the Lord led me to it, because he knew that they would be. And the thing is those prayers, it's not just words that are floating around to make you feel good. That's active. That's real. He answers prayers. God answers prayers. Be specific when you pray. I remember years ago, I wanted a van really bad. I've got a lot of kids. We needed a van. I prayed for a van. I wasn't specific. I got one, and it was all messed up. I mean, the motor problems, title problems. I don't remember everything, but it was a lot. And I realized then, I heard someone say, a preacher then, to be specific when you pray for something. And I thought, well, that makes sense. So I prayed again for a van again, that the Lord bless me with one for my family, one that we can all enjoy. I got one that I could never afford. It was decked out with TV and VCR and everything, and just laid out. But that's how the Lord is. He answers our prayers. So I know that when I'm in need, I take it to the cross. I know he's listening. I know he's going to answer my prayer. Years ago, my back was healed in church, and I was at a church that I went to every now and again. They had a guest speaker, and he was just praying and talking. He said, the Lord's telling me that there's three people here, or there's two people here, with their back, two men, and your back is really bad. It's really hurting you a lot. Just raise your hands. And I didn't raise my hand, but I knew my back was hurting. And, you know, just that thing in me, I didn't raise it. But someone else did. They raised theirs. And he goes, well, I'm just feeling that the Lord is telling me this one more person. He gave me a chance to raise my hand. I still didn't. But he went ahead and prayed. And to be honest, I forgot about it once I left. And when I got home, I bent over to pick something up, and I realized, whoa, hey, there's no pain there. It was completely gone. I felt like before that I had thousands of needles sticking in my back. But that prayer healed my back. And any time since then that I've injured my back in any way and it hurts, I pray right then. I say, I claim victory. I claim the victory of that prayer. I claim that the Lord has healed my back, and I claim it now. And it goes away every time. That's the power of prayer. It's active and it's real. And I'm thanking Jesus for it. I'm thanking him for being that prayer answering God that we need, especially in today's times. Thank you, Lord, for being everything that you are. Thank you, everybody, for listening today, and I really appreciate it. Pearly Gates Ministries is thriving all around the world, and you are a part of it. Praise Jesus. That's bring glory to God. So I thank you all for listening to Pearly Gates Ministries, where we encourage you to shout out from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.